The Goons will discuss whales through the ages. Years ago, the great ice age lay upon Wales. Then there came the first yes, singing from the very start. Down through the centuries he has sung. Till today, we hear the beautiful voice of modern Wales.
The tribes of Wales warred and fought until the coming of the tribal chief. It was in 3 AD that Bloodwyn the Celt arose early one morning and, walking out of his cave, saw the great snowbound landscape. He raised his spear and said,
"This party is going to make it!
A delightful beginning to a steady nation.
Tell me,
are they still singing in Wales?
Oh, indeed, I.
Oh, dear.
There are some never to be forgotten Welsh tunes. Now, it's what everybody knows. Music, caution!
Oh, Mr. Siegel, may I introduce Count Moriarty? He's come from France to interview you for his paper.
Oh, French, eh? And what paper do you represent?
This writing paper. Here are a few samples.
Please, we should have some morning, as you mind. This is no time to come hawking your wares. You've interrupted me in the middle of my Welsh-type broadcast.
Welsh-type broadcast? What have you people to compare with our glorious Napoleon Bonaparte?
Napoleon Bonaparte? With the lad in the Rondes, sing his head off. Now look here. There's a place for you, the Rondes. There's where you'll find the pulse of Wales. But it's not all easy, boy. There are men that are out of work, like Owen Craddock here.
That's right, Harry. I haven't worked for 3 years.
Haven't you, boy?
It's pretty tough, boy.
I can imagine, Owen.
Wouldn't be too bad if I was single, see? But I got responsibilities.
Have you?
Wife, 4 children, 3 girls and a boy, Harry.
Have you?
I don't know how we managed to keep going, see?
What's your trade, Owen?
I'm a pit head operator.
And there's no work there, eh?
Oh, there's plenty of work there, boy.
Then why aren't you working, Owen?
Just can't bring myself to get up in the morning, I think.
A young, heavily simple blue bottle.
Yes, Captain. I have a vital statistic about your country.
Really?
Yes. Do you know that there are more Welsh people in Wales than any other country in the world?
Are there indeed?
Yes. Go on, count them.
All right. 1, 2, 3. 4 million. Dad, you all right?
Yes.
To the penny, keep the change. And remember the name, Mikey Seacomb.
Ah, aye. Are you called Mikey Seacomb?
Yes, that's what my captain called me in the army. Every morning before parade, he called from his bed. Where's Mikey Seacomb? Oh, well. Thank you. Thank you, Westminster.
We've got some friends tonight. Well, perhaps we aren't particularly witty people, but we're loyal. Like old William Thomas here.
Yes, indeed. I'm a Cardiff man myself. Born and bred this 72 years. I know Cardiff isn't a marvelous town. It's a bit black here and there. And the weather, well, it's not like the south of France, you see. And we haven't got all those nightclubs like Paris. But for all that Paris has, if a man were to come to me and say, William Thomas, which would you rather have, Cardiff or Paris? I'd be proud to say, Paris any day.